T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right.
Love me.
B. Mitch and Finley, presented by John Leahy and the Fine Living Group. Let the MVP of DMV Real Estate sell your home for more. Visit johnsellsdmv.com. Going to keep it going.
Keep it going, brother.
You want to talk Snyder? I got just the guy.
Okay.
We're going to the BetQL guest line, presented by the BetQL Network. Wagertainment for every fan, morning, afternoon, and night. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game, streaming now on Odyssey. Let's go to the phones and talk to our friend, Mr. Barstool Nate.
Nate, put your clothes back on and stop dancing on top of that building.
How's it going, guys?
Good. What was your reaction to the USA Today story about NFL owners getting fed up with Dan Snyder?
It's great news, right? In the middle of May, to get another report about how much everybody hates Dan Snyder. This one, of course, is a little different because he's claiming that, I want to say for the first time, that the other owners are collectively talking about it with each other, which I think is important if it's true. I want to believe it's true. You can only deal with a guy in your, they have a 32-person clubhouse where everybody's rich and all they do is talk about how rich they are and their yachts that they have. And they have this one guy who is costing them money, this one guy who is pooping his pants. And if you can just get the one guy who poops his pants out of the party, you do it. So I'm optimistic, as I've been for a while, that eventually they would come to their senses and be like, this guy's costing us money, attendance is down, the fans don't buy merch. We can just look at the bottom line and say, this guy is bad for the league, as well as the emails and the scandals and suing old ladies and everything else that he's done. Is just it's another spark in the fire. I don't know what it'll take. I just keep saying, we shall see, we'll see, we'll see, we'll see. It's good, but we just have to be cautiously optimistic as always.
One thing that we had Jared Bell on the show a little bit earlier, and he stated, he went back to the guys that were kind of, in a sense, kind of pushed to get out. And DeBartolo, mm-hmm. when he left, he basically sold his shares to his sister.
Right.
And so I asked the question, what if Dan is married to Tanya? They've made her the co-owner or whatever of the team, whatever. What if she was to be 100% take over? Would that make a difference to anybody?
It's like a contingency plan for him, right, where – he claims he's not in control of the team currently, but we all know he is. He's mm-hmm. the co-CEO or whatever. I think the league needs to force the Snyder family out. I think they need to just take a look in the mirror. The NFL gets enough bad publicity as it is. They're still the king. Nothing's ever going to knock them off. It's just been 20 years of this, and they finally have a reason to get rid of him. There's a bad egg in every bunch. You're not going to have perfect owners across the board. And if you can get one of them out and send a message to, the rest of the league that at some point we're just not going to tolerate this nonsense, this is the best way to do it. And with him, it makes logical sense. On the other hand, though, something I was thinking about is the owners might not be willing to force him out, and they might not be willing to get those votes, because they all look in the mirror and they know that they're not all unicorns and angels and sunshine. They know they've done bad things, and they know everyone else knows they've done bad things. So it's a lot of hypocrisy if they say, yeah, Dan's bad, we need him gone, when they know they could very well be next, and they might be worried it'll start, you know, a domino effect or something like that. If they get rid of one, there might be others, you know, in that domino effect. So I think it's deeper and more interesting than just 24 votes are needed. I think it'll be a lot harder to get those 24 votes than it probably should be.
I think it'd be 24 people that may not like what's going on, but I don't know if it's 24 people that's willing to put their reputation on the line as well.
Right.
Well, because kind of to your point, Nate, I you know, during the investigation into sexual harassment and workplace misconduct, all of that, whether it was groupthink or not, there was at least a kind of a philosophy out there that's like, oh, well, you know, the other owners don't want to get rid of him because what about if they got skeletons in their closet? And now it's like, oh, these financial improprieties are just such a huge deal. They got to boot them out. It's like we all just kind of assume that no other NFL owners maybe skimming a little money off the top or making it tough to get season ticket, you know, deposits back. Like that assumption, I think, might be naive. Now, maybe because it's money, they will push much harder on it than they did the other investigation. But I just think it's too big of a leap for me.
Yeah, and that's probably, gosh, I hate saying it, probably what will stop the owners from getting them out is they know what they've done. They know they've done the same thing. Doesn't mean all of them, but yeah, it would be stunning if it was only Snyder, but also, like, would it shock you if he was, like, the guy who invented it either? He's just such, like, a just scum of a person that it wouldn't, like, surprise me if he created this idea and everybody else kind of followed suit. And I don't know. I think it goes deeper than base level that we see. I think there's way too much money for it to be as easy as just 24 votes. But it's also possible that every other owner doesn't care and they're just sick of it and they're tired of seeing their profits go down because of one guy. And maybe if they just want to, you know, it would be a huge deal, right? Just it would be a huge, huge deal. And maybe the old heads like Jerry Jones don't care anymore. And they're like, yeah, let's get this guy out. I don't know. We just keep following these stories. It's one thing after another. I wrote in my blog today, I don't think I've gone a month in 10 years of writing about this team without writing about some sort of scandal or controversy. And I do really, really, in my heart of hearts, think eventually he'll be gone. I really, truly do. I don't know what it'll take. I don't know if it'll be this or the next thing, or the thing after that, or the thing in 5 years. I truly believe at some point in our lives, he will be gone.
We shall see. We're talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the BetQL guest line. You can find all his work for Barstool Sports or check him out on Twitter at Barstool Nate. You all right? Let's switch gears to something more fun, okay?
Okay.
On the Junkies this morning, your boys from OAR announced this massive concert in about 4 months, right? End of September in Ocean City. How fired up were you when you heard that? And did you already know? Did you have a little birdie working this one for you?
Yeah, so the Ocean Calling Festival is in Ocean City, Maryland. I believe it's called the Jewel of the East Coast or something like that. I believe that's what they call Ocean City.
Is that it?
It's a 3-day festival. It has Dave Matthews, it has the Lumineers, it has Alanis Morissette, and has OAR and a bunch of other people. Yeah, I've known about it for about 2 years now, and it's just all come together, you know, just booking the bands, like getting the venues. Like Mark is like a genius. Like Mark, the guy from OAR, the lead singer, writer, everything, he's a genius. He's done nonstop meetings. He's just been making this festival. It's all he's like really wanted to do since the old days of HF Festival is put on his own festival. And it's finally come to fruition. I am super fired up for him just to watch all, you know, this is the 30th year of the band.
Wow.
And they're playing multiple sets. It's just gonna be really cool. And it's in Maryland, you know, they're Maryland boys. They always represent Maryland. Hopefully you two will be down there. Just eating thrashers and just watching music and just vibing on the beach. It should be a very, 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 very fun time
for me. So the Commanders are in Dallas that weekend, which is pretty, pretty darn tough.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I was hoping you wouldn't bring that up.
Choose properly, man.
Dude, there's
based off of what,
20 I mean, Sundays a year where I'm stuck.
Could be a debacle. You never know. Maybe it's a good OAR and chill.
Could always get debacled down there. No, but it was so cool hearing them talk about it. And it just, you know, did you ever go to HF Festival, B? HF Festival was the best. I bet I went from when I was 15 to
I was kind of like
25.
Busy, you know, I had like a job and around that time.
It was in the spring.
No, man, I didn't go many places. I was working.
You go everywhere all the time.
Now, because I work hard enough to be able to do that.
I don't know. I think it's a really, dude, trying to think about the actual geography of where they said they're announcing this thing. Like down at the very bottom of OC, like on the pier up to the Jolly Roger. Where are they going to put a state? Like, where are you going to put 30,000
anywhere,
people?
Brother, they have big beaches down there. There's going to be three stages. It's going to be a wild time. Like, it's just, I don't know, 30,000 people packed into Ocean City, Maryland for just a fun weekend.
Nate, I'm going
like,
with you. You and I are going to hang out. Let him go to Dallas.
Yeah, have fun in Arlington, Texas, my guy.
Like, dude, it's my job. What do you want me to do, man?
Got days off? Take a day off?
You barely do your job Monday to Friday.
I've walked right into
that
one.
Yes, you did.
Have you allowed yourself to watch any hockey?
Yeah, I have not watched much of Rangers Carolina just because that one hurts. But I watch Connor McDavid anytime I get a chance.
That's
been
so fun,
the Battle
man.
Of Alberta has been very fun to watch. The crowds in Calgary and Edmonton are electric. It's two very good teams, and Connor McDavid. If you're not a hockey person, and it stinks that he plays in Edmonton because we don't get to see him on TV very much on the East Coast. It's like if LeBron had another level. If it's Giannis, but better. I that's the only way I can explain how good he is compared to his peers. Buchagross compared it to if Allen Iverson was playing D3 basketball. Like it's he's that much better than everybody else in the NHL. It's sickening how good he is and like just how fascinating it is to watch him skate. Like what he can do on blades on ice is just ridiculous. So yeah, I've been watching a lot of the West Coast, but not a lot of the East Coast, sadly.
What I've been doing with the Battle of Alberta, because I'm just rooting for the winner of that, and it looks like it'll be Edmonton, but we'll see. But what I've been doing is it's perfect second TV watching. Like I'm watching basketball usually, but then I'll have the hockey on, or occasionally I try to make my wife happy and watch something that isn't sports.
One of those
and then
series
have,
in basketball about to be over real soon. Somewhere,
I know. Who do you like in pick one of the four teams for the title in hoops, Nate?
I've always Warriors. Been a big Steph Curry fan.
He's so easy to like, dude.
Going back even to David, I was like, this guy's so cool. He's awesome. And I find him so easy to root for and just to watch. I like Golden State. And what's sick about Golden State is, you know, they had the number two pick in the draft, 2 years ago, and took James Wiseman, the 7-footer. Like, they still have a team set for the future. Jordan Poole is awesome. Like, they're just a fun team. They always have been for the majority of my adult life, I guess, like the last, 10 years or so. I would love to see Steph pull this off. I really, really would. I think it would just – we always talk about legacy and this and that, and I just think he's one of the guys that – he doesn't need it, but it would be very, very cool.
It would be. And for them to kind of get back after injuries kind of derailed them a little bit, I'm not done on the Celtics either.
Yeah.
I think – I want Celtics-Warriors for the finals. I think that would be an incredible series. Nate, we appreciate you, man. Hopefully we see you before Ocean City when you and B Mitch are down there eating thrashers and riding roller coasters.
Well, I need to see you. Well, I need to see you before then because I don't want to beat you up at this event. I got to beat you up before that.
Brother, you can't catch me with those old legs of yours. I'll run circles around
Nate,
you.
Nate, your leg's too short. You can't run.
You're 5'8".
And you're 5'2".
Thank you, buddy. Talk next week.
I'll see you guys soon.
All right. That is Mr. Barstool Nate. Give him a follow at Barstool Nate. When we return, I want to run through some accounting. Apparently, Lamphill went to a nightclub this weekend and ran up quite a tab.
And did not invite us. I can't believe this.
Wait till
man.
You hear about this bar tab. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.